This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pirates with 7 extra base hits in this game. By far a season high. Whoa. Cruz soars one out to right. No movement at all by Soto. Another home run for Cruz, his second long ball today.
And we hope to hear more of that tonight at the Home Run Derby for Major League Baseball's All-Star festivities. Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and back from his vacation, it starts to get real for our Odyssey's Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, welcome back. You got a lot on your plate, partner. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, a lot going on. Even before this starts, training camp on the 23rd, which there's so many storylines there. Yeah, the Pirates have some things, and the Penguins have made a few moves. So yeah, it's been a busy time.
And you can see Jeff with our live stream at kdkradio.com, courtesy of Metropolitan Window Company and our brand new KDK Radio YouTube page. So we got you covered whichever way you go. That said, there was a little concern Saturday. O'Neill Cruz got pulled, obviously an abundance of caution, from the game, but he came in to pinch hit yesterday. Seems like he'll be good to go tonight in Atlanta.
Seems, although Donnie Kelly didn't say definitely, so I think they just want to make sure he's okay today. I mean, from what he was explaining, is it's a hip injury, like a hip flexor. You can imagine if you're trying to get as much torque as possible in a home run derby, that could be annoying. But I expect him to play. But there still is that little bit of doubt. Even Ben Cherington said that yesterday during a show. So we expect him to go. I wouldn't expect him to pull out, but I wouldn't say it's 100% that he'll be in it. If he is in it, man, is that going to be fun? I mean, a guy who hits the ball that hard. I hope those kids in the outfield are paying attention.
You know, Jeff, a couple of speculative reports I saw in the run-up to this home run derby indicate Cruz could easily win it.
Well, he's a betting favorite on one of the betting outlets. So, I mean, listen, I know he's frustrating. I know the strikeouts drive you nuts. Him not hustling after that ball that went by him drove fans crazy. But in this competition, O'Neill Cruz is exactly the guy you want. The guy that hits it the hardest, that has a chance to hit it 500 feet, that's going to put on a show. It's an exhibition. It's not real baseball. It's an exhibition where you exhibit one of the most exciting parts of baseball. And here's what's crazy, guys. As he's been practicing for the Home Run Derby the last couple of days, I think he's had his best couple of days at the plate as far as plate discipline. And he even went the other way with a line drive where he didn't try to do too much. So you hear a lot about guys that come out of the home run derby that feel like they've screwed up their swing and trying to hit too many home runs. Well, leading up to the derby, it seems like O'Neill Cruz has improved his overall swing. Maybe comes out of the derby and he's a 300 hitter.
Well, we hope he participates, obviously, and we'll see how he does. That said, Paul Skeens gets the nod to start back-to-back All-Star games as a rookie last year. That was a high honor, but to do it again, I don't think any pitcher in baseball has done that.
Never. Never in the history of the game has a player in his first two All-Star games been the starting pitcher for the National or American League. I mean, there have been a lot of really good pitchers. And I think only five other players have had multiple starts in their first 2 years. Joe DiMaggio being on that list. So that's a pretty good list. It's amazing. And I love listening to Skeens because he's confident, borderline cocky, and saying stuff like, well, I mean, the best wants to go against the best. You know, but it's not in a look at me way. It's just a, yeah, I'm the best.
It's fact.
I look forward to, yeah, no. I look forward. Yeah. But the other thing he said that he really enjoys about this is if he can pick up one piece of information from Clayton Kershaw, one from Tarek Skubal, he says, it's not that I'm going to learn how to pitch, is what he said, but if I can get one little clue on how to improve my game, he says, I'm always looking to improve. Here's a guy with the best ERA in the game that still has the thirst to get better. I think that's what separates Skeens from other guys that can throw the ball 100 miles an hour.
Well, Jeff, following the philosophy that you can never have enough good starting pitching, last night's Major League Baseball draft, the Bucks went ahead and got a high school pitcher from California named Seth Hernandez. What do we know about him?
He's touched 100 miles an hour. He has a really smooth delivery. He's not as big as Skeens, but still 6'4". They believe it's very repeatable, knock on wood, not injury proof, but should be, you know, help prevent injuries because it's very leg driven and there's not a lot of extra torque on the upper body. He throws a really nasty changeup right now, but he throws four pitches. This guy was projected to go higher than sixth, but fell to the Pirates. And even though the Pirates may have had other needs, when this guy was there, they thought he was the best available. And I'll say this for Ben Cherington, all the criticism that he's had, he could have went and searched for someone that might get there faster or might be a bat, but he stuck to his philosophy of the best players available, and that's what he did with his first two picks yesterday.
That said, the Pirates had an atrocious road run until yesterday. They eked out a win with a ninth-inning hit, but they didn't win a single game on the road before that after winning six in a row at home. So the first half of the season is over. We'll see what happens next. Before you go, Jeff, also wanted to ask you about Neil Shipley, who shot a 29 on the first nine in yesterday's Corn Ferry event in Colorado. He won the one in Bradenton a few months ago, but we haven't heard his name too often. Now he's a pro. This is a significant step, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I mean, he started with three birdies, then like slumped to a par, and then went birdie eagle. And as you mentioned, 29. Larry, he had a 7 on the back nine. Still shot 64.
Wow.
And came from 7 shots back.
That's
incredible. We all can identify with the 7 on the back nine.
Right?
but shooting 64, you know, you'd have to walk off the course on 12. He finished the day with a 64. And, man, it's great. I mean, you've seen some of the weight Neil's losses. This is his second win on the Corn Ferry Tour. One more win. On this tour, he gets his PGA Tour card.
That's exciting for him, and all the best to Neil and his mom and dad and everybody there in Mount Lebanon and Central Catholic and Ohio State. Gee, you might have heard about that too, Jeff. Yeah. Hmm.
Really?
Well, it's going to be football coming up here a week from Wednesday. Players report a week from Thursday, the first practice that fans can attend. You can get tickets free online, by the way. And then football for, I guess, college football. Who knows? So many changes with these wide open. It's almost like a wide open portal. And then the NIL, who knows how teams are going to be. So game on for you, brother.
For sure. For sure. And hey, if you could call TJ and tell him to make sure he shows up, all right?
Yes, we kind of need him. You know, I think the Steelers are 1-11 in games that he didn't play, to give fans some idea of the importance of his presence.
Why do you have to bring these unfortunate facts up?
Well, I'm hoping they come to some kind of conclusion here in a week. All right, Jeff, great to talk to you. Welcome back, partner.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn.
Did you note that he took his vacation at this particular moment? It's timed out perfectly for...
Well, yeah. That was intentional because...
You got it.
He is going to be the busiest man in sports. The theater is this weekend, and guess who made it to the theater? Our own Andrew Lindberg.
So that's why he's sitting in there.
Oh, yeah. Former KDK Morning Show producer, 5 years seasoned with... John Shumway and me, tempered him to become the man he is today, a man of steel.
An employee of the month, might I add.
That's right. He is the he followed our own Aaron Ferragonio as employee of the month.
Well, what does that tell you if you were a KDK morning show producer?
That's true, things, Andy.
Good things happen.
You're right, Aaron. You guys back to back.
So you're going to talk about the movie now, right?
Yeah. So, right. You know, we know... Way back in the day, there was a television show. What was Reeves was his name?
Christopher Reeves.
No. Before him, there was a guy named...
George Reeves.
George Reeves. Yeah, you're talking about the old TV one. Okay,
oh, yeah.
All right.
And, you know, with the little curl in the front of his hair on his forehead. We've gone through, I don't know how many renditions of Superman, but it did really well over the weekend, $121 million take for the first weekend at the box office.
What I want to know is from Andrew, first thing off, if he can hear me or not, but what I want to know about this movie is, were there any really fun characters? You know, some of the things that I liked about the Superman movies of the 80s were these wonderful characters like Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Paul makes a good point. How fun is the movie? Because in some of those previous renditions, there was an element of humor and entertainment.
Well, that's what I love about this new Superman, is it mixes the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The gritty-ishness of the past, you know, couple Superman movies, but it's a lot more fun and reminds you of the 70s Christopher Reeves versions. I mean, Superman fights like a dragon in this movie, and it's off the wall, goofy, but it's also has this grounded story that's very serious. And the cinematography is very bright. You know, it's Metropolis. It's the place that everyone wants to live. So the sun is shining. There's all kinds of bright colors. And it just, I went with my two boys and my wife, and all four of us absolutely loved it. My wife's not a big, you know, comic book movie person.
Yeah, and that said, I'm also curious, who is Superman?
So the guy's name is David Corenswet, I think, is how you pronounce it. I'm not sure. But he is perfect as Superman. And they casted Lois Lane well, Jimmy Olsen. Lex Luthor is probably one of the two standouts.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Andy, did you see Jurassic World, the new one yet?
No, not yet. My kids saw it. They loved it.
Okay. Have you seen the trailer of the Fantastic Four?
Yes.
The new one? Okay. Do you like this theme where we're almost trailing back to the, like you said, the cinematography was bright, like this cartoon-esque look of movies where the new cast of Fantastic Four, their outfits resemble the comic books the most, I'm hearing. So out of all the Supermans, do you like the way they did this the best?
Oh, yeah. The way that they do this is a nice mix of the way that comic books are and mixing it with the movie is really well done. It's kind of, you know, like I said, it's kind of cartoony, but there's a very serious story behind it as well. Mm-hmm. So they know it's a comic book, so anything can happen, and that basically is what happens in this movie. And it's bright and fun.
Well, it sounds to me like we've got a summer blockbuster on our hands, people.
Right.
Well, it made I think $122 million domestically, worldwide over the weekend, $217 million. Now, the budget for this movie is $225 million.
To give you some idea, the general rule of thumb is a movie has to gross three times the budget to break even. But it sounds like they're well on their way to do that.
Yeah, this is the third highest box office of the year so far, I think, behind a Minecraft movie. And then there is another one that I can't remember.
Lois Lane, by the way, is Rachel Brosnahan, who played in The Marvelous Miss Maisel. She was the star of that streaming show, if you ever saw one of those episodes.
Mm-hmm. I have seen that.
Well, you know, one of the things that's occurred to me is don't be surprised if the Superman box numbers over the next several weeks don't hold up pretty well, because what's going to happen is the word's going to get around our crowd, Larry, you and I. We're going to be late arrivers to this movie.
And
right?
Yeah, and the thing is, there was some political controversy about this movie. If you're looking to be offended, if you're offended about everything, then you'll find something to be offended about, but there's nothing political overtly about this movie. And this is the beginning of the new DC Universe movies, trying to mimic what Marvel did, and they are off to a great start.
Andy, thanks. Cooper, I see, is also in the
Bradley
cast.
Cooper is in it. He's a surprise.
You know, we don't have an expert better than Andy when it comes to the Marvel and DC Comics topics.
Right.
Yep.
You're our new Marvel and DC Comics expert.
I'm your nerd.
Thanks for volunteering. Andy Lindberg. Everybody knows him. Thank you, Andy. Super. This is to be a very big day in the city of Pittsburgh and for the region. It's Pennsylvania's Energy and Innovation Summit being held at Carnegie Mellon University. And joining us, Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. He will be there. And since he's involved in 10 counties and the city, this is close to his heart. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Boy, Larry, we have many summits and many events in our area. Around the draft next year.
Oh, your phone's cutting out,
Rich. That we've ever seen. Hello?
Can you hear me? Your phone was cutting out for a second. Don't move.
You got me?
I got you now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you were
We've had a lot of big events. Yeah, we've had a lot of big events, obviously, including the draft next year. But as far as economic impact, this might be the biggest one we've ever had.
I was looking just at some of the attendees, and you're talking about heavyweights in the energy business, just for starters.
Absolutely. Forget about, you know, taking away the top people in Washington, obviously the president and the cabinet, numerous cabinet members that will be here, energy, interior, commerce, treasury. The CEOs and the top-level people in the AI world and in the energy world is, again, something we haven't seen in our lifetime. And we're talking about, there's a story out today in Axios, it says they could be announcing as much as $70 billion worth of investment into the state of Pennsylvania.
Give us some idea of what that means for this region, Rich. You've been so close to this for so long. $70 billion.
Yeah, we're talking jobs from everything from the infrastructure, the electric infrastructure, the grid, the energy generation from natural gas, obviously, and nuclear, the transmission lines that will power the AI industry, and of course, the top AI university in the country being Carnegie Mellon University right in our backyard, which is where the summit is going to be held. But there's going to be a number of events I'm going to be going to today, about a half a dozen. Aurora, for example, right in the Strip District, one of the largest autonomous vehicle companies in the world. We've had a number of these folks on our show when we do our Wednesday show, like Jake from Gecko Robotics is going to be part of the panel. Toby Rice from Rice Energy, some local companies that will be part of this. But you're also talking the Metas, the Facebooks, the Amazons, the OpenAIs, and the really big, big international companies that will also be attending and be part of this conference tomorrow.
We're with Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, is it too far a stretch to say economically this could be one of the biggest single days in the history of the region?
I think you could say that, and you could say this is not just the start. I mean, some of this has already happened. We've seen the announcement, for example, in Homer City, a $10 billion investment that's going to be happening. The announcement that Governor Shapiro and Senator McCormick made a few weeks ago regarding $20 billion worth of investment. Most of that's heading toward the middle of the state. But what's happening tomorrow, and I really, we got to give Senator McCormick a lot of credit. You know, he used his political capital as a new senator coming into the U.S. Senate to leverage that with the president and his cabinet to say, look, Western Pennsylvania is the place that this should happen because of the things I already mentioned, the natural gas, the water. You need a tremendous amount of water to cool these data centers that generate a lot of heat and the compute processes that they do. And again, the infrastructure and the workforce. We have a great, great workforce of building trades who have shown over the years they can do big, big projects. We saw the cracker plant just a couple of years ago. We're in the midst of building $1.5 billion airport that's being built now. So this isn't anything new for our very well-trained and seasoned professionals on the manufacturing side. But the jobs across the spectrum, from building it out to producing it to maintaining it to generating to manufacturing, is really going to be a real economic boom to this region.
I was at a graduation party on Saturday, and two of the young men from high school had that morning taken the steam fitters test. There are many people who know they're being told by their dads, grandfathers, hey, if you're looking for an employment opportunity that can sustain a family, if you're not going to college, this is something to consider. We need young people to get into the trades.
You're 100% right, Larry. There's no question. And the need right now is really there. And we have a lot of people in this industry who are getting ready to retire. So we need new people to come in. And if you have that aptitude and you like to build things and you like to see things come up out of the ground that you're part of and see a project to completion, and you have, you know, certain skills that have to occur, you've got to go through a training process. But as you indicated, the apprentice trades that happen from the electricians to the steam fitters to the plumbers to iron workers, et cetera, they can go through a training program, work while they're training, and come out debt free. And we all know what the cost of higher education and 4-year universities are. So people are starting to make choices about what opportunities are out there, because this opportunity is going to be there, not just for a year or two. We're talking decades of solid employment and solid growth for family-sustaining jobs.
It is Pennsylvania's Energy and Innovation Summit tomorrow at Carnegie Mellon University. Rich will be there, and then you'll be with us Wednesday to kind of give us the postscript of how everything went.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be there tomorrow. There's going to be a couple of different, again, today there's about a half a dozen events in and around Bakery Square, downtown, in the Strip District at Aurora, and then tomorrow at CMU during the morning and afternoon session. There'll be a number of sessions, including the governor and the senator and many of the top CEOs that you talked about, and then, of course, capped off by the president. I think he's going to be appearing at the gym later in the afternoon, and I think he's going to be making, as again, a couple big announcements. We'll be able to bring some of that information back on Wednesday morning.
Looking forward to it, Rich. Enjoy the next few days, and we'll catch you on Wednesday.
Very exciting. Thanks, Larry. We'll see you.
You got it. Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Really exciting times economically, a real boost for the region.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.